talks about sex or hurting somebody or what they're in here for. That's all they think about, and that's what's on my mind too. What did I do? I walked into a drugstore to look for some mints, and then I walked out.
What was wrong with that? I didn't kill Mr. Nesbitt.
Sunset said he committed the crime. Isn't that what being guilty is all about? You actually do something? You pick up a gun and you aim it across a small space and pull a trigger? You grab the purse and run screaming down the street? Maybe even you buy some baseball cards that you know were stolen?
Again, Steve admits that he was in the drugstore, but he says that all he did was walk in and out looking for mints. Maybe it's just coincidence that he was there at the time of the holdup. Or maybe King told him about the holdup, and Steve went there to warn somebody. Or maybe he was planning to be the lookout, but chickened out at the last minute. There's definitely more to the story than we know now. And we know something else important. Ms. O'Brien told Steve not to write down anything that could get him in trouble. So that makes me wonder, is Steve telling the whole truth? Or does his lawyer just not believe that he's innocent? Let's continue reading where we left off. We're at the last line on page 140 where it says, "The guys in the cell played."
The guys in the cell played